This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. I am thrilled to introduce to you our guest for today, which is Dr. Celine Bousden. She is a success and wealth mindset coach who works with clients to harness the incredible energy and power of their brain to overcome limiting beliefs and attain the next level of success. Welcome, Dr. Celine, to the show.
Thank you so much, Diane, for inviting me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here, and you have so much talents that you bring in so many different areas to your life, from being a medical doctor to an NLP practitioner, as well as a mother, and balancing all of these things together in, you know, a career in accounting and the corporate world, as well as a background in executive coaching. How is it that you are balancing all of these hats and being able to embrace living your spa life?
Thank you. Yes, it's quite a juggling act. So I suppose to explain my story, my background is before medicine, before I trained to be a physician, I was in corporate and accounting. And it was something that, while great for many, it really didn't work out for me. So I didn't really enjoy it. So I retrained to become a doctor and absolutely loved it, a medical doctor. And then I still work as a physician, but I knew that I wanted to work with deeper transformation and on a much deeper level with the clients that I work with, the patients, but also, you know, clients. And that's brought me into my coaching work. And so through that, I have sort of trained along the way, become an NLP practitioner, because I find it fascinating the way the mind works and the way our brain works and how we really are only starting to learn so much about how we can use its incredible power to influence our lives today. So in terms of your question, how do I bring these all together? And also, as you rightly say, I'm a mother. I've got two young children, an almost one-year-old and a three-year-old. How do I bring them together is because probably at the core, they're all elements that excite me and bring me joy and passion. And I think that's a really important aspect for me of living with balance and harmony, is if you truly enjoy and are passionate about the work you do. So that's one fundamental aspect. I can talk more about other ways I can bring that though, if you'd like me to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that you're based in London, but you work with people all over the world. And, you know, really helping them identify like the patterns and blocks. And I know that your environment is a big aspect of that. You know, that's one of the things you and I have in common that we've talked about how your environment has such huge impact. And I know that you utilize your environment to help you change patterns and behaviors. Let's talk a little bit more about how you do that.
Definitely. I think it's such a crucial aspect. And that's why I was fascinated about your work. And recently, when I conducted an interview series, a summit, that's why I was so excited that you could join me. Because I do think, well, a lot of my work is about the fact that I think a lot of us are born, obviously we have some kind of genetically inherited traits, but we are blank canvases maybe as babies. And why is it that two people will go on to live very different lives and have very different success levels with their lives? And a lot of that is about the messages they receive growing up and the belief systems they absorb, usually from your parents or certainly those that are around you. And my work is really to uncover what is that programming that they receive growing up, and how can you start to change that? How can you release those things that no longer serve you and keep you stuck at a certain level, keep you repeating the same actions that perhaps keep you frustrated? How can you learn to release those, and how can you reprogram your brain, as it were, for a new level of success? And a crucial aspect of that, I find, is actually changing your environment, because often we get caught in habits. I mean, it's something crazy, like 60 to 70,000 thoughts we have a day, of which 95% of those are the same thoughts repeated, and 80% of those are negative. So can you imagine if you're listening to that on often a not conscious level, a subconscious level? It's said that, you know, 95% of our thoughts, or even up to 98%, are not even conscious to us. So it's just churning away in the background without us being aware of us, really influencing everything we do and the way that we behave, the way that we approach situations, the things that we expect. So a lot of our life without us realizing is on autopilot. And I think environment is a big part of that. So if you're living in the same environment, seeing the same people, living with the same kind of external environment around you, that prompts you to repeat the same patterns. So if you can, an interesting way of doing that is to change your external environment, and you're likely to see it's helpful. I suppose it's more powerful to do that. It helps you to change your belief system and your ways of behaving. So I use that as part of my work with the clients I work with, is that we work on what are the belief systems that are holding them back? What are ways of reprogramming your brain? But how can you change your external environment to support that change and to facilitate a completely new way of being? And that, to me, is the real icing on the cake to make it a very powerful and long-lasting transformation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hugely support the work you do, because it's crazy how so many of us live in kind of the same patterns and perhaps, as you cluttered ways, old things from our past. How can you shift them out to create space for something new? And I think,
right. This is such a brilliant aspect to, really share with our listeners, because sometimes people have this feeling they want to change things, but then they realize that they keep doing the same things over and over again. And, to have that awareness of that there's so much, 95%, that's that unconscious actions and habits and beliefs that are happening, that unless we actually address those and look at those deeper level things that are driving us to do the things that we're doing to shift those, then how can we expect there to be something different? So I think it's such powerful work that you're doing, and for us to have this conversation, because so many people live their life by default. They just let life happen. And so we really want to step into the conversation around how you're designing your life, not only for yourself, but for your clients. And so what are some of those things that you're doing to consciously design your day that supports you to have the environments and the habits that have allowed you to have the success that you've had?
Yes. So exactly. And it's interesting point that you make. So many of us do live life by default and do live life by the programming that we've absorbed, and don't even so many of us, I think the fact that your listeners are watching or your viewers are watching shows that you're a certain percentage of the population that are aware of change and transformation. But so I suppose a part of that for me and for the clients I work with is recognizing where you're at already and recognizing what things are serving you and what things are not, and then choosing which things are going to support you moving forward. So how can you live your life with intention and joy? You ask in terms of the work that you do. The way that I do that is creating space is a big thing, but not just physical space, but emotional space and mental space. And particularly in a busy, my work is very busy. I work 3 days a week as a physician. I do my coaching business. I have young children that I want to spend quality time with. But most importantly from all of that is having time for just me and to support the things that I love to do and to live in a state of joy. And I factor those in. I schedule them in because I think that's really important. Otherwise, it's easy to forget them, but I timetable them in. I have a list of a good 10 to 20 things that I really love to do, and I make sure that they happen every week, because I know without them, after a few weeks, I start to get more frustrated, more grumpy, and then I start to slip back into old patterns.
Right.
So that's an important thing for me, is scheduling things that I really love to do. I'm conscious about the way that I work or the timing that I'm most productive for my work. That's another important aspect. So,
I don't want to gloss over this. I want to kind of come back to this part, because I think a lot of times our listeners can feel guilty for taking time out for themselves. And, I always like to talk about self-care in terms of it. Although it can feel luxurious, it's not just a luxury. It's actually a necessity, not only for your, well-being, but mentally, spiritually, physically. I mean, there's so many different aspects that we businesses, especially as entrepreneurs, that we want to serve people and we want to get our greater work out in the world. But if we don't serve ourselves, which is our first client, to actually take care of ourselves, we're going to burn out. We're going to feel overwhelmed and we're not going to be able to do our work. And if we're taken out, then our work cannot get out into the world. So this is really an important aspect that I don't want our listeners to just kind of hear it and let it just float away, especially with all those unconscious thoughts that are happening. I want to make this very conscious for them to hear that it is important to actually schedule this, that, you know, as anything that's important, if it's not in our calendar, if it's not a priority, then it doesn't happen. And so how is it that you can, you know, maybe talk to our clients a little bit about the guilt that they may feel about actually taking time for themselves?
Definitely. And I think you're absolutely right. And it is such an important aspect. And I think particularly as women, because I think from an evolutionary perspective and just the way that we are more nurturing, that we often think of others before ourselves. We just put ourselves last. And I see this. I have a 3-year-old daughter and I just see how she likes to look after other people. And I genuinely think there's a hard wiring in her to do that. And then societally, we reinforce that from a society point of view by, oh, women is the carer, women looks after others. And then there are messages that we start to absorb, or maybe I should put myself last. And you're absolutely right. In doing that, not only are we neglecting ourselves, but letting ourselves down, but actually you can't really be the best possible self. How can you really help others or be the best possible you for others until you take care of self? And I see that in my role as mother. The difference, like my patience is diminished if I don't have that time for me. I'm so much a better mother. I'm so much a better doctor and physician and so much a better coach when I have that time for me and my own self is replenished. My cup is full. And I think that's such an important thing. It's just a non-essential, non-negotiable. There's no guilt around that. It should be kind of check oxygen, check, you know, one of those like basic things like food, sleep, and self-care. Really, it's just without that, it's very difficult because you're going to be operating from a, as you say, start to potentially burn out, but also those very subtle feelings of resentment that maybe infuse things that, you know, they can just change your way of being. And I think it is a really, really vital aspect for being the best possible self in each of your roles, in all our lives. Right. And I do think we as women tend to neglect that. And actually, if there's one thing that's, you know, the most empowering thing is to start to take care of self and look after self and value self. And I also think that's a really important work. I work with mostly with women, and a big block around money is one of self-worth and self-belief. And often that's backed up by how we treat ourselves. So once you start to treat yourself in a different way and value yourself, which is supported by, I take care of myself, I wear beautiful things that make me feel amazing. You know, we get maybe a really kind of expensive perfume that we never want to use because it's quite expensive. But the reality is we should be using it really often to make us feel more amazing, which then often means that we get more wealth as a result. So for me, it's something that I talk about, you know, with my clients a lot. Right. And we start to change their perception of self-worth and self-belief and self-value.
Right. And it's an important part of, you know, especially as you're building a business, that if you want to have the abundance that you want to have, you actually need to feel abundance and you actually need to step into and have this appreciation of, I know that you talk about being in nature and having just the appreciation of beauty. Yeah. And I know that you've used a term before in terms of things that are non-negotiable, you know, and so what are some of the things in your self-care that are non-negotiable?
Yes. So you mentioned it there. Nature for me is a huge one. And partly because I think I grew up just outside of London and it's in a fairly rural area next door to a farm. So I always woke up to ducks and geese and kind of cockerels. So that's a really important thing. But I think for everyone, and it probably stems back from an evolutionary point of view, there is something very calming. It activates your relaxation nervous system. And so many of us living in this frenetically paced world of social media, of like bombarded with information on the news and TV. Our businesses are really crazy busy, that we're operating always in the stress side of your nervous system. And in doing that, after a while, you start to have knock-on effects on your hormones, on your whole physical health, but then mental health, you can start to have increasing subtle feelings of fear, anxiety, which then affect how you behave. So to really rebalance that with activating your relaxation nervous system. And a part of that is nature. A part of that is walking and gentle exercise, or any kind of exercise, is really important to de-stress. And again, the work with my clients and myself is something that I think is a non-negotiable, is doing some form of exercise and movement, because you start to, again, to change your body's way. Your natural state helps you break out of old patterns. It also lifts your energy and lifts your mood. There's several studies that show regular exercise is as effective as antidepressant medication. And I always say this to my patients, in terms of helping lift your mood, which is going to affect the, if you feel better about yourself, then you're going to attract more opportunities. You're going to completely come into every situation with a different mindset. And mindfulness and meditation is also a really powerful way of slowing down and starting to recognize some of those 95% thoughts that are repeated. Because, I mean, the fact that it seems a surprise to us shows how much is going on, that we hear that internal self-chatter that's going on all the time on loop, like a hypnotherapy track in the back of our mind that we're not even paying attention to because we're so used to listening. And it's often when you slow down, you start to kind of take walks or do meditation, mindfulness, then you start to notice, oh, hang on, I've noticed I keep saying that, and that's not really helpful for me to keep telling myself I'm a failure, or whatever it is that's your own internal self-talk that's keeping you at a certain level when you want to move to the next level.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, and that awareness is such a big aspect, as you know, that's that first step, if you will, is once we aware, you know, the things that we're either the self-talk or the things that are patterns that aren't serving us. And I love, you know, you're talking about the busyness, and you know, that's such a big buzzword now about everyone being busy and there's so much to do and there's more doing. And yeah, to really integrate that aspect of being and having that balance in your life, yeah, to be able to do that. I mean, we have just, you know, in our family just started really looking at, okay, what are the boundaries that we're creating around, you know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, you can tend to work 24/7, but yeah, you really have to be clear that, you know, you have to have that balance. And, you know, when are you actually open for business and closed for business? And to then be able to shift into the other aspects so that you can then restore yourself and be able to show up in that. I mean, we all have 24 hours in the day, and we can choose, you know, what is the experience that we want to have out of our life, right? It's not just about, you know, getting the next thing. It's about enjoying the journey and the process along the way. So I love how you, you've streamlined some of the things that you've done as well, and allowing some rest. So I'd love you to kind of talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, definitely. You're absolutely right. Those boundaries around your time in business, but your time away, your time for personal nourishment, for family, and being very clear about those boundaries, because they do, again, reinforce your own belief about your self-worth. And it's just saying, hey, hang on, I'm recognizing that I'm worthy of this, and enjoying the journey as you go along. And I say that from a very personal lesson, having lost my mother, sadly, 2 years ago from cancer. And it really, really got me to, really forced me to evaluate what's important in life and the fragility of life potentially. And all we can do is really enjoy the moment, not work towards, oh, well, if I just do this, then I'll enjoy it, because we've no idea what is really going to happen, and just right, like really seizing that present moment. But yeah, in terms of streamlining and enjoying things, holidays is another thing that I know in the States, and here to some extent as well, many, you know, holidays aren't often taken, are they? People often don't take their full quota of holidays. There's maybe not a culture around doing that. It's seen as not working or slacking. But in reality, having time off, lots of, you know, studies in productivity support this. Having that time off improves creativity, improves productivity. It actually allows you to boost and flow in your business, because often you can be just caught doing the same things and you're just like kind of scrambling through. And it's once you take that time off that actually those breakthroughs come, that you start to see a problem from a completely different way, that you re-inject energy into your business and your life. So a really important part is holidays. And it doesn't necessarily mean traveling far away. It doesn't have to be costly. It could be even just taking a break and just doing a very different thing for a week, 4 days. spending some time with family, doing different things, doing trips out. This doesn't have to be a major thing, but yeah, for us, that's a really crucial thing to go away.
And I think that has, I appreciate you pointing that out, because that is, you know, it happens quite a bit in the States where people will be like, well, as soon as the kids graduate, as soon as we save up, as soon as we get to the next level in our business, and that as soon as, you know, could not happen. And a lot of times when you're younger, maybe you can scale that mountain or take that trip that you've wanted to have, versus if you wait till you're 80, you may not have the same experience of, you know, what that would look like. So to enjoy life along the way. And as you said, it doesn't have to be that, you know, big vacation. It could be a staycation where you're taking that time in your hometown and seeing things from a different perspective. And I think that is so important, to look at things from a different perspective and take those times off and to just think and you know, the creativity that you have when you look at things from a different perspective. And this comes back to us talking about, you know, the environment, that how crucial it is to be in different environments and to look at things from a different perspective, because then that's when we get our new brilliant ideas, right? If we're doing the same thing over and over again, we don't get to have that beauty really influence us in the way that it can. So I think this is such a critical part of the conversation about having balance in your life, is to have the different environments.
Totally. And from my perspective in the work that I do, that's a really critical part of changing belief systems and way and behaviors. It's once you do different things that then that signals to your brain that this is a new way of being. And then suddenly you start to see the world in a different way. Right. I mean, the brain has something called the reticular activating system, just to get a bit brain geeky on you. But it's essentially a filter, because we're bombarded by all these thoughts, sounds, images, everything, you know, all day. So there's no way that your brain could cope with being consciously aware of that. So it filters out everything that it deems to be irrelevant. And it does that by what your subconscious belief system is. So therefore, if you believe that, for example, in reference to your work, that actually to succeed in my business, that means I've got to work really hard and then, you know, money will come, then you're always going to see things that support that. And you're going to neglect to see the things that don't support that. I mean, a simple way of analogizing is, if say you buy a yellow car, suddenly you start to see yellow cars everywhere because that's brought into your awareness. So how can you start to change that? And the way of doing that is to then you start to change your environment. So then you start to change that filter. Mm-hmm. And then that helps you, you know, reprogramming the belief system. Yeah.
That's, but it is so brilliant.
A beautiful thing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. And you're right as well. And I see that going back as well, as you said, enjoying the now rather than waiting to retirement. And I don't want to be kind of gloomy, but in my work as a physician, as a primary care physician, I've also worked in the emergency department. It's really sad to see how many people get to retirement and then ill health strikes and they can't enjoy that time. And I mean, I suppose that's another lesson for why, for me, it's such an important thing to look after your body now for productivity for years. But all you can do is enjoy the moment while you know you have it. And that makes our lives. It's every moment, isn't it? And every day, that's our experience. That's the thing when we look back, is what the moments, the memories, the things, the time we spent with people we love. Right. Are the most important things. Not, I'm glad I did spend those extra hours doing meetings on my business. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't think, you know, on your deathbed, you're going to go, I wish I went to one more meeting or.
Exactly. Well, there was that study, wasn't there, from a lady that it was a palliative care, like an end of life care nurse.
Yes, that's right.
Being depressed. But the five regrets of the dying, and none of them obviously were around working. They were, wish they spent more time with family and friends. Yes. Wish, you know, there were really kind of very personal things about enjoying and appreciating the now.
Absolutely.
And let's learn from those, because that's, you know, really interesting things that we want to bring to our current lives. And enjoy your day-to-day life, because in doing that as well, suddenly your world changes and you start to feel happier, you start to feel more rewarded, but you value yourself more, your confidence grows, and then new opportunities present themselves. And to me, that sets the wheels in motion for a different outcome for your life that is way more abundant and full of opportunity and success by changing the now, by manipulating the now, by, you know, changing your current external environment to have a greater experience of the now. And then that sets in motion a path that could be very different from if you're carrying on the hamster wheel.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, speaking of the now and in the environment, one of the things I love to ask my guests is that because environment does have such an influence and we have a different experience in our bedroom versus the kitchen or, you know, the family room, what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Yeah, good question. So I think for me, it's definitely my bedroom because I have decorated it to have beautiful colors that I really like. And it's got a particular picture that really, it takes me back to an Italian holiday that I just makes me feel amazing every time I look at it. And it's so powerful how evocative pictures can be and scents. And I also, I really love using essential oils because I think they can really shift your state. I use them a lot at work, particularly if it's kind of a busy day. I have 10 minutes per patient and it's really kind of calming for patients and for me. But yes, for me, the bedroom. And it also, I suppose it's rest, relaxation, nurturing. It's a lovely area for that, I think. So that's definitely my favorite part of the room. And it's, you know, a place that I worked on when we moved to our house because we moved to a house that hadn't been decorated for about 60 years. So it was quite a lot to do. Yeah. And it was kind
of opportunity.
Exactly. And when you've got young children, you feel like, oh, maybe I'll put it off. It doesn't matter. But literally even just small changes, I think, can have a big impact on your day-to-day living. You spend so much time in your home right. that actually, and particularly when you've got children and no social life, actually it's really worth investing in that and not having the mindset of, oh, the carpet will get ruined with children. Well, it doesn't matter. Actually, I'd much rather spend that than spend some, you know, money on, I don't know, meals or whatever. I think it's really worth that investment. It doesn't have to be a huge amount to have quite a significant benefit.
Right. Right. To really just build the environment that actually inspires you and actually serves you. So I really love that. Now, I know that you have a free gift for our listeners. Would you like to tell them a little bit about that?
Yes. Thank you, Dan. Yes. So my free gift is basically it's a three-part video series on raising your money ceiling. So all of us, I believe we have some kind of block stopping us from getting our financial success to the next level. And that's usually comprised of messages that we heard growing up around money from our parents, from our family, from those around us. So how can you start to reprogram your brain to overcome these and move to the next level to kind of skyrocket your wealth and financial success? And it's a three-part series that you can sign up for. Would there be a link posted here or shall I tell the
viewers? Yeah, we'll put that a link here in the show notes. So for, you know, the people that, you know, go around back to the show notes, they'll be able to grab that gift. So thank you. And also, I know that you're welcome, that you know, our listeners will also would love to stay in contact with you. So how will they be able to do that?
Yes, well, thank you. Well, probably the easiest way actually is to sign up for the free gift, because in doing that, you'll sign up to my mailing list. And in that, I often give out free trainings and blog posts on ideas of how you can start to retrain your brain for happiness, success, wealth. And so the best way is to sign up for my email list through the free gift.
Wonderful. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, our listeners are definitely going to want to do that, to be able to have those tools, because you don't know what your unconscious mind is leading you in a way that may be blocking you. And so to be able to have some of these powerful tools is a great way for you to start unlocking it and starting to have some awareness around that. So thank you for that.
And
yeah, absolutely. And for, you know, our listeners out here, I know that you've been listening to the conversation we're having around spa life. And if you want to have more balance in your life, again, it comes back to that awareness of really knowing what is working and not working for you. And you can really test yourself and see where you are with that by taking our Life Reset Quiz. So you can go to liferesetquiz.com and be able to see where you're at and where you're succeeding and where you may need to have some more support. And also for those of you who either are watching us here on either YouTube or on Facebook, please put in the comments, like, what are some of the ahas or some of the lessons that you learned here or some of the questions that you may have, and make sure that you tag myself and Dr. Celine so that we can come back around and answer the questions and connect with you, because we would both love to support you.
So definitely.
Yes.
Diane, can I add just one more thing,
please?
Actually?
Because, yeah.
This was a real crucial part to me surviving having our second child and the craziness of like balancing two children and also then starting back at work is a really valuable part for me in terms of creating space and well-being and a spa life existence was actually being very considerate about how I spend my time and what can I outsource. And it's something I work with on my clients as well. But outsourcing for us has just been crucial. And it sounds like, oh, I don't have the money to do that. But actually, when you start to outsource things that don't cost, well, that maybe, you know, can be done by, for example, we outsource, we have a cleaner that comes in that also does some cooking. And that sounds like a real luxury. But when I think about it, she spends maybe 4 to 6 hours a week. It would take me probably double that. But those 12 hours I could then spend in my business and absolutely, you know, make so much more money. So from a wealth point of view, it's, you can definitely financially adjust it, but actually it raises your happiness. There's lots of studies that show one of a key part for happiness is outsourcing. So you don't have to do those things, but it allows you to spend more time doing the things that you love. So where are the areas in your life? What are the things that you don't like doing that you can outsource to someone else? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. And that for me was a key thing in freeing up time to then, you know, do more self-care things, but things that I love. So yeah. And it's kind of an off the wall one, but it was so critical to like my...
No, thank you for interjecting that. I mean, that is such a brilliant reminder about, you know, as entrepreneurs, we really want to focus on what is our unique strength and what is it that we can, you know, be making more money on and what are some of the things that we can actually be supporting people on. And, you know, if we are able to, and, you know, we actually embrace having other people doing those things, then they get to do their gifts, right? The things that they do are so much faster and easier. And what our biggest hope is that our team actually does it better than us, right?
Yes, exactly. And we often don't delegate, do we? We like to take control of everything, but how can you possibly be good at every aspect of your work and personal life? You know, operate in your strength, that whole kind of your zone of genius, which you may have heard of that concept, but yes. The more you're in that flow state, the higher activation you're going to be, the higher vibration, the better, you know, you're going to enjoy your life, but also to be more successful, in my opinion.
Definitely. Mm. Well, thank you so much. And I really appreciate you being here and sharing all your words of wisdom and connecting with all the things that are working for you and for your clients. And thank you for all of your brilliant work that you're doing in the world.
Thank you, Diane. It's been a real privilege. So thank you for inviting me on.
My pleasure. Thanks for being here. And listeners, thank you so much for tuning in and connecting with us. And again, come back around, get all the link information for the free gifts in our show notes and make any of the comments. Connect with us. We would love to support you further in your work in the world. And we want you to have that balance in your life to enjoy that spa life. So until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehalfman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. register at ewomennetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.